Local environmental activists are putting pressure on Onondaga County to change advisory signs about fishing that are going up along Onondaga Lake. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Everyone agrees the fish in Onondaga Lake are a testament to a legacy of pollution and shouldn't be a staple in anyone's diet, especially pregnant women and children. But how to get that message across is at the root of a dispute between Onondaga County and a coalition of advocates and public interest organizations. They want the county to change its sign strategy. Currently, the county plans to put up signs discouraging eating fish along several popular fishing spots. It's what the sign looks like that concerns Hannah Ring of the Citizens Campaign for the Environment.
Our biggest concerns is that the county signs do not have adequate information. The messaging on them is not clear that the fish can be harmful. It says they can be harmful, but that doesn't say that women and children shouldn't eat them and that people shouldn't be eating them.
Ring says there's an alternative to what she calls the happy fish graphics on the county signs. The fishing committee of the Onondaga Lake Watershed Partnership came up with a more menacing picture of a fish on a plate with a line across it that includes graphics of a pregnant woman and children and verbiage in four languages. Onondaga County Environmental Director Travis Glazier, though, says the county will stick with its original concept.
What we're using is a sign which is already used on the Hudson River. It's already been shown to be effective. It's featured by the EPA. It's approved by the New York State Department of Health. So it's really they're making much ado about nothing.
Glazier says signs should be a last gasp strategy anyway to discourage people from eating fish that still can contain harmful levels of mercury and dioxins. Among the biggest concerns of both sides of the issue, the number of refugees from the Syracuse area that rely on fish in their diets. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.